Hi, this is Trisha here. We're here with my father, Michael Baker, and we're going to have him share some of his testimony.
Well, thank you, Trisha. You were talking about the power of the tongue, and you asked me to think back about when did I begin to think about what I was saying and try to make it positive. And one of the first times I remember making that decision, it was a conscious decision, was when I started working for Farm Bureau as an agent. And I recognized the fact that when I would start a conversation, it would be on a negative basis. For example, I would say, well, it looks like it's going to storm again, or something on a negative factor. If we were talking about someone else, I would say, have you ever noticed that person limps all the time? So what I decided to do was that if I were going to be a successful agent, I needed to be more positive in my approach to life and to what I said. The result of that is that one day when I came into the office, the secretary looked at me and we were talking about one of our clients, and he was probably not the nicest person to deal with. She looked at me and she said, "You never say anything bad about anybody, do you?" And it dawned on me that what I was doing was working. And that made me feel good, that I was on the right road anyway. And then the other thing that I thought about was, for years and years, when the fall would come, I would get the flu. And I'd be sick for 3 or 4 days. But through some of the pastors that I was listening to and the churches I was attending, I was told that it's really important to watch what you're saying. Watch the words of your mouth. And instead of saying, "Oh, well, it's fall, I'm going to get the flu," I started saying, "I don't have to accept the flu. I can overcome this through the power of Jesus Christ." So I began, when I would start to feel bad, I would begin to say, "I'm stronger than this. Through Jesus Christ, I don't have to accept this." And that was the last year that I ever had the flu. Mm-hmm. Never had it since.
Amen.
It has been a really good walk. One of the other things that I recognized, and this happened just recently, was that as I drive, I quite often speak what I want to have happen, especially in traffic. And one of the things I look forward to is a green light. And I've been so blessed that most of my lights are green most of the time. I mean, that's just I can't say it's an anointing, but I can say that it's a blessing that I've had, and I enjoy it. Well, one day I recognized that my lights were red and red and red almost every time. So what I was getting more and more upset about it. And then I realized that, hey, this really is out of the norm for me. And I think what God did was he lifted off that blessing for a short time to let me recognize where that blessing was coming from. It wasn't just that Mike Baker gets a red light or Mike Baker gets a green light most of the time. It was that God had allowed those lights to be green for me. And once I recognized that, I've gone back to getting quite a few green lights. But I think he just wanted to make sure I knew where that blessing originated. And it wasn't anything that I've done on my own. The other thing I do is I speak to traffic. And I tell people what lanes they need to get in or be out of. My wife, quite often thinks Mike or says, "Mike, you know, they can't hear you." And I say, "Well, but I speak what I want to have happen." And quite often it does, that I can get right through traffic and not really have to spend a lot of time in it. So those are just some of the some of the blessings that I've had as a result of learning about the power of my tongue, that I try to be positive in what I say and what I say about people. And then I begin to expect what I speak to happen. And it's worked very well for me. The Lord has honored that. And I'm very grateful that He has. When we built our home here, many years ago, when Nancy and I built our first home, it was built on a peninsula with a river behind it and a deep creek in front of it and some trees on that peninsula. And I said, a perfect place for a log home. Well, Nancy didn't picture a log home in there. To her, it would have been a log cabin. And she wasn't about to live in a log cabin. She wanted a real house, as she put it. So I was really upset when I decided that I could give up my log home. And I really didn't like the house there as a result. And then one day the Lord looked at me and He said, Mike, what's more important, the house or your wife? And I had to make a decision. I made the right decision. I did good. But the result is that she told me later, after I showed her the home that I had in mind, of a gentleman that I knew actually owned a logging company and had built a beautiful home for himself out of logs. And when we went down to visit him one day, she said, is this what you had in mind? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, well, maybe I could live in one of these. So she said, okay, the next house we get can be a log home. And I look forward to that. So just recently, we built a home about 8 years ago, and I was looking forward to my log home. Unfortunately, my builder didn't see a log home in my future, and Nancy really didn't either. So what I had to decide was, what's more important, the log home or our future relationship? And as a result, I made the decision that we would do a brick home. And I must say, we have a beautiful brick home.
Yes, we do.
And I really like this home. It's been a real blessing to us. So the words of our mouths, what do we expect? What do we speak? It's very important. And you begin to expect the things that you speak. So if you speak evil over someone, you can expect evil to come from those people. If you speak life and peace and health, those are the things that are going to come out. I thank you all for this time today. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much. We enjoyed hearing from you.